it puts a whole new spin on gold's leaf. Scientists from the CSIRO have run samples from West Australian eucalyptus trees in the Kalgoorlie goldfields through the Australian synchrotron and found gold in their leaves and branches. Mel Linton is a geochemist on the project.
We turned to gum trees, which we knew had very deep root systems, to see if they would take up the gold and bring it up to the surface. And indeed, that's what we found. We found these gum trees bringing up gold from some of them from an extraordinary 30 metres depth, 10 storeys high equivalent, up to the surface. Very useful window into what's going on underneath.
Visions of the Australian gold rush come immediately to mind, but not of bearded men gleefully snapping off branches of the good stuff. They were doing the hard yakka, pan in hand.
The panning technique was a very old technique, and as the prospectors used the panning dish, we're like using the trees as an indicator, and that might give us an indication of where we might want to drill and look for gold beneath.
In the olden days before CSIRO, there was a lot of prospectors leaning against the bar. Has there ever been discussion about gold leaves before?
Gold in leaves has been talked about for a long time. Where this research is new is that we've found physical evidence for the gold particles within the leaves themselves. This has never been found before in nature, and to find actual gold particles in natural living tissue, and so this is a first.
These nuggets are 1/5 the width of a human hair, but within each leaf there is more than enough indication of greater deposits, and not just amongst the mighty gums.
In actual fact, we analysed a range of vegetation types, not just the big trees, but we analysed some of the small shrubs as well. And we found that gold is contained within those as well. So it's more of a general phenomenon. The other point to make is we don't think the trees are actually taking up flecks of gold. We think they're taking up dissolved gold that's occurring. Very, very small concentrations, and picking those up and then transferring them up through the vascular or system of the plants, sometimes known as the xylem, into the foliage.
To strike it big, you don't even need a state-of-the-art synchrotron, setting you back $200 million.
The synchrotron was used to see the gold itself. To actually analyse the gold, it can be done in a normal chemical laboratory, a technique where people will go out and collect leaves, foliage, bark, litter from the ground, and put them in a sample bag and then take them to the laboratory, and the laboratory will dissolve them up and analyse these very small amounts of gold in solution.
Gold is a big part of the gold fields. That's why they're called the gold fields. But how about other minerals? Are they taken up as readily by gum trees?
Yeah, we found that other elements have been taken up as well. Of course, plant requires some of these metals that are of economic importance, elements such as copper and zinc. It's when they get to higher concentrations that the mineral explorer might take interest in them. That is actually happening now. This research is a couple of years old, but hasn't been released until now. It's been under confidentiality. So with this release of the information, we'll find now that other people will be taking up the work. So people have actually gone out and are doing so, sampling the vegetation and putting it into the chemical laboratories to test for metals.
It finally makes sense why koalas look so happy.